Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, my absolute favorite mattress. I am getting the best sleep of my life on a Helix, and you can too if you go over and take their little quiz, their two-minute quiz. It's going to match you with the perfect mattress for you, and you'll be sleeping like a baby in no time. And right now, Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Jamie used to work in a sex lab as part of his PhD.
Oh no.
You have a PhD?
I got it a year ago and I was like, oh yeah, I'm a doctor now.
I feel so shitty about myself right now.
Shab is gonna have one too.
No, why do you have to say that?
We'd go to Pride events and literally be standing at a table and be like, hello, would you like to watch porn and get paid for it?
In the name of science.
In the name of science. That was very, that bit's very important.
Did you put the scanner on their brain and see what was happening?
No, this, we measured their genitals.
Yeah.
Tour dates. For me, I am coming to Indiana on Bloomington, Indiana on November 12th and 13th, Chicago on the 14th, and Philly on the 20th. I'll get that date for you guys. I think it's the 20th. AshleyGavin.com/tour dates. I have a full-time employee and we are releasing bonus episodes to fund that job at patreon.com/WHGS. If you want a bonus episode every week or every other week, head on over there. Subscribe. But yeah, to the less than 1% of you that donate, thank you. You are saving the day.
Oh, and do you have a hard out?
I'm sorry, you said gay sex, now everything sounds like an innuendo. What is a hard out?
It's exactly what it sounds like. Do you have a time that you need to whip out your hard dick? At the end of the podcast, is there a moment where you'll have an erection and you need to show everybody, you have to pull it out? That's what a hard, out is, right?
Oh my God.
I did. I thought you were talking about an outro and I was just like, no, we don't script anything. You mean time.
Yeah, yes. Okay, so if it goes over a little bit, 5 p.m. And thank we're you so fine. Much for like we're making fine. The time work. I remember the scheduler originally was like, can you do 9 a.m.? I was like, I am never going to be able to talk about my vagina at 9 in the morning.
It's a big ask, yeah.
Sorry, our managers deal with that. And so, yeah, they were just like, hey, this is thing at 4 o'clock, so we're all good. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Awesome.
Very fancy guest today.
Hell yeah.
I'm really excited. We have probably emailed this guest 4,000 times. And finally, we got a response. I feel like I have accomplished something from that. And we have a 2-for-1 today.
We do. We're
with
lucky.
Two huge queer YouTubers. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Giant platforms.
Yeah.
The biggest.
Oh, I hate when you do this.
The biggest platforms. No one has ever seen platforms this big.
Nice. Oh, one of our only international episodes.
Yes.
And you're pulling it out.
Actually, I think our first guest in the UK, and we have a lot of UK listeners, which is super, super cool.
Yeah.
Of YouTube, we have Shaba and Jamie here today. Jamie Dodger and Sherbert Lemon 007. Let's go. Yeah, give it up for them.
Yay. I mean, that was so hyped up, honestly. We are not gonna live up to this expectation. Any listeners, please lower your
guys are some of our most requested guests by me.
Yeah, actually, I think so. I didn't do a great job of introducing Kate to you. I just kind of topped them, as I do. Kate has a personal connection to your content.
Yeah, wow, you're throwing me on the spot right here. I do. I'm a fan. I'm a fan. I feel like before I talk to gender about anyone, you know, you type in the words on YouTube.
Talked to gender about anyone.
Is that what I said?
Here we go.
Oh my God.
It is, yeah.
Oh no. Kate's out here talking to their gender about anyone.
That's a gender conversation, Kate. That's cleverness right there.
Before I talk to anyone about my imaginary friend, my gender, I you know, you go to YouTube and you type things in, and I've been a fan for a while.
Thank you. I'm an incredibly awkward person. I think I'm really British when it comes to compliments. I'm just like, oh, this is a compliment. Okay, thank you. I'm just going to proceed to get really red.
Bless.
That's really cool. Yeah.
This is actually something that I'm I'll just say it because I don't know how not to like talk about these things, but this is something that I'm struggling with right now. A friend of mine who is a mental health expert, it's been a great year for me, guys. And my body is like shutting down. Is the only way that I can, like, I'll start to eat and I'll be exhausted from eating. Like, yeah. And don't worry, like, I'm okay. This is like relatively early in this process, and I'm very mentally like aware of what is going on with me. So I was like, oh, this is something that I should definitely like look into. And I kind of told my friend everything that I have going on, and she was like, have you heard of compassion fatigue? Because I read every message that I get, and I talk to everyone who stops me in the street, and I talk to everyone after my shows because I'm a stand-up comedian. Did you find there was a point where you two were like, I can't do this anymore? Because YouTubers are so connected to their fans, and it almost feels like a betrayal not to speak with them.
Oh, there's so much guilt. It was a thing where I was getting so many requests for advice on like loads of different topics. Like, how do I come out to my parents? Like, people telling me all about their transphobic family and how should they deal with it? And at first I was like really trying to respond and think like, how can I help people in these different situations? And I was like, I'm not a therapist. And it got too much for me to read all these messages.
I think like in the early days,
and then I felt guilty for not replying.
It's easy to respond to people because there's less. And then you can feel like you develop these really good friendships with people. But then sometimes it can be taken a little bit too far and you feel like such a dick, but you just can't be there for hundreds and thousands of people all the time. So we don't respond to DMs and things like that sometimes. So I'm sorry, and you're like, we've messaged so much. I'm so sorry.
I just triggered them. It was such a gotcha question, and now I'm like, well, these guys are too big for you, listener.
We've been here for 5 minutes, and we're already cancelled.
Oh, I want to do a little more. And how is your day to day? Like, because I imagine you guys are creating content. Do you ever get into arguments about like who's going to use the YouTube room?
We get into arguments about where the equipment is placed when we're done using the room.
Yeah.
So, and like where the lights are.
His card is broken at the moment, so he's deleting things off of my card.
I ask you.
Yeah, no, I mean, is it too pretentious to call this the studio? We have a little room that we just call the studio.
Yeah, I film on the yellow one, Shaba films on the blue one.
And you think that after like 10 years, we'd have gotten it down, but no, we suck.
Yeah. Do you ever switch up the chairs just to fuck with each other?
If I move that chair, I'm in trouble.
It doesn't move.
You guys have your equipment set up all the time in a separate room, and you could see that.
We're always filming or doing something. Because we, during lockdown as well, I'm like, we're lonely. I don't know about you, but like, when you do stuff online, I always feel like people think that you're so social, but we are just complete loners that speak to cameras for most of our lives.
And each other.
Yeah. So lockdown happened, and that was like really difficult. Yeah. So we're like, hey, let's stream and speak to people live. And so between filming and streaming, it's been amazing.
I did so many lives during the pandemic, and now I'm kind of sad that I don't have the time to like just go live and cook dinner in front of people anymore.
it's a good way to connect with people, but it makes me terrified. Live stuff, I'm just like, oh no. It took me ages to get comfortable with streaming live.
I was gonna say, I was like, I was 27, I was this years old when I found that there are people, there are entire channels on YouTube, right, dedicated to cooking and eating and having a one-way conversation.
With people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, you don't eat alone.
And act as if you're like on a date, having a friend date with someone else. I think that's amazing.
That's really interesting. Well, I don't want to get into like the weeds of my YouTube, which is pathetic compared to your guys' YouTube. I'm almost at 25,000 subscribers, and I am like so stoked.
That's so cool.
It's so sad. They like a combination of probably 4 billion subscribers. Literally the entire Earth's population is subscribed to them. I was gonna joke earlier. You were saying we're alone. We just talk to the camera, which is so different than talking to a live. It is just like, and I'm a stand-up comedian. I like thrive on
the give and take.
Like it is a huge part of how I know something's going well. When I used to make YouTube videos in the beginning, I would literally have like full-blown anxiety being like, I don't know if this is funny. I would say something and I was like, that wasn't funny. That was fucking stupid. No one's laughing. No one's laughing at that. And it's like, of course, you're like,
have a laugh track.
I do. I need to
play your own little personal audience. Just play it. Yeah. So important.
But you were saying you talk to the camera and each other. I was going to say, do you ever talk to each other like you're the camera? Like, have you ever looked at each other and been like, and while you're here, subscribe and like point at your junk, you know?
Could you imagine that role?
Tap play? A nip to subscribe.
YouTube flirting. Oh my God.
Oh God. Yeah.
There's a link to my ass in the comments.
A link to my ass in the comments. Well, I think this
don't
was good.
Don't you dare, JB. Don't you dare stop doing that in the bedroom.
He's like thinking about it. Off. He's like, I might.
What if I did that? What if I did that with like current, like women who like know me from TikTok?
Oh my gosh.
Who come over, which is very rare, by the way. I'm single right now. Well, let's get into it.
Yeah,
I
think we've
had good banter. Great banner. I can't stop thinking about, we just had an episode come out where I did so many Donald Trump impressions and I was listening back to it and now I cannot think outside of his voice.
This is bad.
I feel so sorry for you. That must be a really horrible place to be.
It's horrible for Kate. It's wonderful for me. I think it's the funniest thing on the planet. He is such a fucking idiot and it's just so fun to do the impression in my head. But what an incredible, we do intros now. We're gonna go first and then we'll have you guys introduce yourselves. I am Ashley Gavin. I'm a comedian. My October, look, listener, here's the thing. The show in New York is every Sunday, you little piece of shit. So go to my website, get on there. It's $10 and we have the after party. But I think Boston's gonna be sold out by the time this episode comes out.
I think so, yeah.
I don't even think it's worth plugging. You missed it. Get on the mailing list, you little bitch. And this is how I talk to them, just FYI. There are a bunch of little bottoms, and it's just a nation of bottoms.
A nation of bottoms.
25,000 bottoms. Great.
Thankfully, the podcast is a little bigger than that. The YouTube is struggling. But yeah, so and I'm a cis gay white woman. She, her pronouns. And then in November, we've got Indiana, Bloomington, Indiana on the 12th, Chicago on the 14th, Philly on the 20th, and New York again every single Sunday, ashleygavin.com. And I'm trying to relax more.
I just touched your shoulder and it is like I'm touching marble. Like, you are so tense. This is like scary. You're like, wow. Yeah, you feel like stone.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to my therapist about it tomorrow. But I announced that I'm hiring a part-time employee and we've turned it into a full-time employee. So patreon.com/WHGS. Please help. I am dying. All right. And as always, can you guys give me like a sports, maybe a UK sports thing? What's like a cricket?
UK sport.
Yeah, Soccer?
Football.
Football.
Football. Football.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Football, yeah.
What's a coming home? We're coming home. What does that mean?
Oh come on, the huge reference with the UK, and then they were complete. No, never mind. Okay.
No, tell me.
It's okay.
Oh, it's just a song. Football's coming home.
Yeah, that happened just before we completely lost.
I can't sing, but Shabba can.
It's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming. But this is the most vanilla I've ever done. Please don't make me continue.
I got it. I know what I'm going to say.
You know what you're going
to
say.
My cancel coach to keep me from getting canceled, calling me on all the fouls so I can keep coming in your home.
Oh my God.
I'll come in your home, listener. Kate Sis.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Kate Sis, the cancel coach, the fat in the chat. I'm a white, bisexual, lesbian dyke, any pronouns. And my gender of the week as submitted by the listeners.
Oh, and you're headlining my show while I'm out of town on the 10th.
Oh, yes. October 10th. I'll be headlining at Sour Mouse. Come through.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my gender of the week, actually. Headliner.
Substitute headliner.
Substitute headliner. That's like my exact relationship to masculinity. Like, if there's no man in the relationship, I'll be the man in the relationship. Substitute man headliner.
Oh my God, I'm having so much fun. They're great.
Yes, I'm having a blast. Thank you for being on.
No, you're not. You're so not. Like, there's just some people that come on and they have an easy time with the format. And then there's other people that I feel like, why do I do this?
I don't know. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Alex,
spill the tea. Tell us everything.
Some people fucking suck, okay? You are not them. Do you guys mind introducing yourselves? A lot of times it's gender, sexuality, ethnicity, race, whatever you feel like is in pronouns so that we don't fuck up. Whatever you feel so that we don't fuck up.
So the listeners know.
So yes, so that I don't care how you feel about it. I just don't want to fuck up.
It's so you don't get canceled, right?
Yes. That's okay. It. Don't you dare think for a second I care what your pronouns are.
It's Ashley's one. You got it.
Do you guys mind introducing yourselves?
Sure.
You making me go first?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God. I'm Jamie. I am a bisexual trans man. My pronouns are he, him.
You're a
what
creator.
Else do I say? Oh yeah, I make content online about being trans and laughing at really bad memes and sometimes good memes.
At the minute, you're really taking the piss out of the right. Yeah,
the
you're
right.
A conservative hater.
Oh right no, now. Like TERFs and gender critical. Yeah. That's who I'm going for. Yeah.
I don't understand TERFs.
Join the club.
It just seems like such a waste of time. Like, even it's not something that you should be concerned about. But even if you were concerned about like feminism and trans folks and that somehow this takes away from feminism, which it doesn't, we're talking about like of all the things to be concerned about. You know what I mean? Like, what about our abortion rights? Can you like turn your attention towards that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
But which the real problems, the real dangers
to feminism. They don't care about real issues.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Like, it's like we're all for women's rights, which means we're against trans rights, but oh, we're not going to talk about abortion rights
actual,
or anything else.
Right. Yeah.
Like self-named TERF groups who have teamed up with anti-abortionists just to shit on.
Are you kidding me?
It's amazing.
No, they team up with the far right.
Yeah.
It's so transparent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
it's so obvious. I do like that TERF, like, because I know, like, oh, when you say TERF, it has the RF in there. So it's like you're calling them feminists, even though they're not feminists. But I do like the way. I do like the
about it.
Right. I do like the way the internet has turned TERF into like a slur. Like, it's fun to see someone like mosey into some Twitter comments with something transphobic and someone's immediately just like, TERF, and everyone's like, TERF, and it like feels like a good
That's actually
slur.
Really funny. We should start calling people like Donald Trump a TERF. Because then he would have, I'm not a feminist. I would never be a I'm not a radical feminist.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Like, it could almost be used as a double insult either way.
Yeah. Yeah. They just explode. Their heads would just pop.
Sorry, that was a rant. Go on.
Now your turn.
Oh, is that everything?
That's everything interesting about me. That's
everything. No, that's oh my God, that's not true. Look, this
that
is
was
the
very
first time
sweet.
We've done this sort of thing for a little while, so I think you're just like warming up. You're defrosting.
Shaba says I have a defrost period when I do new things. So like I start off really kind of rigid and cold and like unsure of myself, and then gradually I get more comfortable. So
well,
I love that. Yeah. A defrost period.
Yeah,
I feel
it's a
like
great name for it.
I don't have that with this because this is like ours, so I'm comfortable. But I do have that. Like if I go to a party, the first 20 minutes that I'm there, I'm not talking to anyone.
You're just defrosting.
Yeah. Just defrosting.
I'm just a little ice cube in the corner.
You're like a chicken breast out on the counter. That's actually a great gender for you.
Chicken frozen chicken breast thawing on the counter.
It's on a plate.
No, there's salmonella everywhere.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What would the pronouns be? Cluck and cluck. Oh, no.
I love that.
I'm so sorry.
I love that, Shaba. I fucking love that.
I'll just leave now.
No, I think you're definitely cancelled now. I think that's it.
Oh, no, not cancelled.
That was great. That was really good.
Oh, you gotta laugh, otherwise you'll cry.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Especially if you're a chicken breast.
Skinless, boneless,
yeah,
chicken breast.
It's definitely skinless and boneless. Or if it has skin, it is like especially like goose pimply.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Ew. No, I don't. I mean that on a vibe level, not like a, your skin is perfect. You look like you're 9.
Thank you. Thank you, I think.
You're welcome.
I have the sexiest 9-year-old you've ever seen.
No. I have seen far sexier 9-year-olds.
All right. Well, that's more of a problem with the culture at large.
Oh, yes. Well, that's sort of our thing.
No, that's not our thing.
It is. We love...
I'm getting the whistle.
I'm scared about this whistle, Jean.
No. They're my cancel coach, so we have flags that they can call on the play. So I think this the sexiest 9-year-old that I've ever seen in conversation definitely merits a red flag.
I was talking about myself because I like that I look young, but sometimes when I look too young, I feel like, yeah, I like that my skin is nice and stuff like that. But I don't know. There was a lot of like when I was a teenager and I was like 16 and I was like ready to make out with people. But then you like you seem young to people and then you're not people don't want to hook up with you.
Yeah, I think you're past that, though.
I'm having a weird reaction to you saying I looked 9. That's all.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Alex, cut it.
Okay. Alex, Alex, do not cut it.
Yes,
leave it
cut
all
it.
In.
Alex, cut it.
Alex, who pays your bills, bud?
Oh, fuck.
All right. Shaba, do you mind introducing yourself?
Of course. Oh, goodness. I don't even know where to begin. Okay. Hi.
Your name?
I've just got 9-year-old chicken breasts. Hang on.
Ew.
Okay, all right. Good, we're good. Hey, I'm Shaba. I go by Shaba Lemon online, embarrassingly, I'm sorry. I am Jamie's partner. I am bisexual.
I forgot that about me. Yeah, you're my partner. Cool. That's another thing.
Good for the clarification. Okay. It would be embarrassing.
At least one of us said it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm cis, I'm bi, I'm also brown. That comes up like a lot, funnily enough, so I guess with visual things, but there you go, listeners, I'm brown. that's me.
That was the most deadpan way to refer to racism that I've ever
comes up a lot.
It just does. And what are you guys working on? Where can people find you? I imagine 9,000 million people have tuned in just to hear you guys. But for people who are new to you, what are you guys? I mean, I guess you said it, Jamie, you're a content creator.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just Jammy Dodger.
Around the internet. YouTube, Instagram, Twitch, all that.
Twitch Talk. Oh, that's a new one. Okay. Yeah.
Well, let's get into it. We're in the apartment. We're having gay sex. We're having gay sex with Jamie and Shaba today, and we are so lucky to be
Whoa, that's wrong.
Yeah, that is not.
You just Rickroll yourself.
I did just Rickroll myself.
How did we get to a, maybe it's playing up an octave, that's why. I bought this on Amazon.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant. Yeah.
That's good. All right, cool. So on the episode that we just released, let me give you some background on me. Serial monogamy for like 12 years-ish. Realized I had a super big problem with toxic relationships. Decided to be a slut for a minimum of a year. Found it super healing. Did a lot of self work. And then I met this wonderful, perfect angel woman.
Oh my God.
We dated for a year and a half. That took up, like, I would say the first season. If you were going to refer to this podcast in seasons, the season one arc was me and Jen.
Okay.
For sure. Oh.
Okay.
But Jen is 8 years younger than I am. She's 25. And she felt that she needed to go and be more independent. And so okay. I, of right. course,
find
was.
Herself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was super mature and was like, that is a great idea, honey. You go do that. Even though we both felt like we could maybe see a future together.
Sure.
On the last episode, I said that I saw her for the first time in a number of months, and people are responding, asking questions. So that's one option that we could talk about today.
Oh if, my God, I want to hit everything. Yes, I'm so invested in this story.
Okay, great. It should be noted that she's super hot as well. That's just...
Ashley cannot mention her ex without being like, and she's like really fucking hot, so that like that's like the context. Like, if you just gotta like, you gotta know the context of the story, and that it's that she's smoking hot, good tits, you just like can't tell a story without being like, listen, I would die for this woman, her body is amazing.
she's also a wonderful human being. But we know what the order is.
Oh,
I'm kidding around. She healed my heart, and that's like the nicest thing that I could say about aww. Anybody. So I saw Jen on the last episode. I want to make it clear. She texted me mm-hmm. first. Mm-hmm. We were taking thank you. Shaba, I fucking love you. Every time I bring up Jen, Kate is like, come on, man. You gotta relax. You gotta calm down.
Because it hasn't been enough time.
Because it has not been enough time.
Yeah.
I saw her, or we were texting. We were like, you want to do dinner or whatever? And I picked a place. And as soon as I saw her, I burst into tears.
Oh, Ashley.
Oh.
But one of the reasons I burst into tears. Yeah, one of the reasons I burst into tears was because she had on a full face of makeup. And I thought, fuck yeah, she's still into me.
Oh my God.
Hang on. How long has it been?
At that point, it had been about 4 months.
Oh, okay. And also, where did you choose to go? Because that says everything.
This is, you're asking the right questions is what you're doing. Because I can't wait to hear this because I think I know.
No, I did not pick the Mediterranean
okay,
place.
Okay, great. Okay, great.
Our last date was at a Mediterranean place. And I was looking for something in the neighborhood of the comedy club that I was performing at. And she loves Mediterranean food. So instead I went with, and it was the only one was the Mediterranean place that we had like had our last date at. And I was like, that's too morbid.
Too
I
loaded.
Can't yet. So I went instead, we went to a vegan Mexican place that okay. I really like. It is it's like a fun vibe. Like you would go there for brunch with your friends.
And instead you were just having like tearful hellos.
Yeah. So she didn't cry until we sat down.
Oh my God.
Oh, God.
Oh my God. This is the most lesbian thing I've ever heard. That you were like, we can be friends. Let's just meet up and just be friends and have dinner. And then you're both just sobbing before the waiter even brings you water.
It was not sobbing. It was more like single tear, like kind of crying. It was okay. Like,
oh, like the soft
cinematic.
Crying. Okay.
Yeah.
Crying beats don't look
yeah. Yeah. And let me just say, she looks beautiful on camera. She's an actor.
Oh my gosh.
So it was like really nice to watch her softly cry. Whereas I am a comedian, so I look like a sad clown. I like my face, I get super contorted, and she would always like, actually, oh my God,
what?
I am in love with her.
Okay.
She would always when I cried, she would always be like, relax your eyes, because I like super squint when I cry. And she would be like, your wrinkles, honey, this is your job.
Your wrinkles, honey.
How would you take direction when you're crying? I'm too focused on the emotion.
Jamie, like... I am a fucking professional.
Okay.
I'm an actor. Yeah, that's really rude, honestly. we were talking and we were laughing like right off the bat, just like laughing, having fun. It was the best date that I've been on. It was not a date.
Yeah, you just it was not a date.
It was the best not date.
Yeah,
there we go.
It was, but it was like nothing had happened. It was just like it stood still in a time capsule. We had the best time. We went and walked and got ice cream.
Nice.
Together. So I had the ice cream. She came to my show. She watched me do a few sets, and then I was hosting. So the job of hosting a comedy show is like very intense. Like you're on stage every 10 minutes. So it's like, that was good because it meant that I couldn't just do my set and leave. You know what I mean? Like, it gave me something to do for like 4 hours. So
did she stick around for the 4 hours?
No, after the first show. Yeah. Also, my dudes are there. The comedy show, my bros. We got Lucas. We got Jamie. Other Jamie. Not famous Jamie. We got Lucas and Jamie.
I wasn't that.
I like took them aside. I was like, is this not the most beautiful woman you've ever seen?
Gosh.
They were like, you need to calm the fuck down. Yeah. And but then at the end, we were like, what's yeah. going on here? And she was like, I don't want to lead you on. I know I need more time, but yeah. I do like still love you. And okay. I was like, okay, like you keep taking the time or whatever.
Yeah.
And regrettably, I did try to kiss her.
Oh.
I was debating whether or not to say this on the air because it is truly the most embarrassing thing in the entire world to go in for a kiss and not get it. And But we're friends now.
Okay.
We talk a little more than we used to.
Okay.
Which was almost nothing for a while.
Here's my question. If the whole thing is that you need time apart, I feel like you need to let your heart be distant, because then if you keep being in the medium ground, you're only going to elongate the period of time.
I totally understand.
Yeah.
We don't talk that much.
Okay.
And the problem is we've said to each other, if there is a moment where you're like, this is not for me, you 100% have to tell me immediately, because I will have like it's going to be like a second breakup. Mm. It's not healthy. It's not like, I'm just going to tell everybody like, this is not the way that you should do it. We are struggling. Like yeah. It is really hard to leave a relationship where nothing was wrong.
So would you say that you guys are still in the process of breaking up, or you're broken up?
No.
And you're in the process of like grieving.
No, we're broken up, and we're broken up to the point now where I've heard about other people that she has gone on dates with.
Yeah.
And I have not totally lost my mind.
Okay.
You haven't sent out like assassination hits.
Right.
That's
exactly.
Progress. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a healthy place to be.
It hurts, but I'm like, she's doing her. She's not my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I don't have a right to be angry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think she's in the same place.
Yeah.
And I actually do feel that I'm capable of at least developing teeny tiny feelings for other people.
Okay.
So that is also a good sign.
Yeah, that's
because
also
it means
progress.
That my heart is not totally blocked.
Yeah.
I don't know where she's at with that. But yeah. So it's super complicated and yeah. weird. And now you guys know what a little simp bitch I am.
Well, look, I know it's complicated, but actually that sounds super healthy to me. Like, a relationship isn't
go on.
Great if it's the two of you. No, seriously, like, you have to be good with yourself before yeah. you can be good with someone else. And if that needs time, then give it time. This is a beautiful little hiatus. How cool is this? You've got like a little spoiler of the future of what could be.
A little spoiler? You mean like a taster?
No, well, yeah. I mean a spoiler of what's to come.
Oh, like a little...
When Jem is...
Like on the next episode.
Yeah, like I know that at some preview. Point in a future season, okay. me and Jem are going to do my thing. Like, that's awesome. And right now, I can still enjoy everything else.
Something important about Shaba is she is ever the optimist.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, true.
No, but little, come on.
No, you come in like scenario. A little ray of sunshine.
This is yeah. adorable. This is cute.
It's not as bad as I thought it would be when you were building up to the story.
See, I can understand the pessimist point of view. The pessimist point of view, I don't know if you consider, I consider myself a realist.
Okay.
But the pessimist point of view would be, yeah, I'm hanging on to someone who clearly is emotionally unavailable for me, made a choice, even though she loved me, not to be with me. And this is like, I don't believe this, but like, this is how you could look at it. You could be like, and you know, she's hanging on maybe because it's comfortable and you're going to have your heart stomped on, stomped on when she inevitably meets Timothy Chalamet and he sweeps her off her feet.
That's super pessimistic. You can never expect someone to love anybody else more than they love themselves. And what Jen is doing is loving herself right
100%.
Now, and that is a great thing.
I think it speaks volumes to her maturity and her character.
Yeah.
And then the realistic view is, I think either we'll get back together or we'll find other people that are the right people. And if that happens, it will hurt like a motherfucker. It will hurt like a motherfucker. But I'm aware that that is a possibility.
Yeah.
And
then you will not be able to eat Mediterranean or Mexican food. But that's okay.
Ever again.
Oh, well, now you've said it. That's it. Yeah.
I'm just going to be leaving a bland ass chicken breast out on my.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Well, that's my gay sex from this week.
Listener, spring has sprung. Love is in the air, and that means you need your Helix mattress. You don't want to bring a girl home and have her crawl into your bed and feel like shit the next day, and then she takes it out on you and never sees you again. Help your boo thang get a good night's sleep on a Helix mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex. Take the 2-minute mattress quiz, and you'll find out which mattress is best for you. And it's no stress. You get 100 nights to try it. And there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So don't sweat this decision. But I know you're going to love it because you don't have to take my word for it. Helix has been awarded the #1 mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Did you guys have gay sex this week?
Don't look at me.
Do you know, there's actually been a lot of gay sex happening this week, but it's just not gay sex that we can talk about, sadly.
Sex you can talk about? Wow, we just learned so much about you.
I don't want to talk about the big thing that is happening this week. That's the only boundary. So we should have prepared this.
Do you guys... most enticing boundary I've ever
talk about spoilers. No,
this
spoilers.
Is a cliffhanger. A cliffhanger that will never be resolved.
Yeah.
Sorry.
God, what do the butt plugs look like? You know what I mean? Like, what is it?
Actually, no. plugs. I guess there's a tiny bit of online stuff to talk about. I have.
oh my god! For the
Jamie
YouTube.
Looks panicked.
Yeah, Jamie's having a
positively panicked
meltdown.
I'm wondering where this is going, Shabba.
No, okay, so you know how we've just got. I should just stop talking. It's going to be
clickbait, clickbait. Jamie and Shabba have first argument on lesbian podcast.
Shabba's first argument. No, okay, hang on. I have sex toy under my bed. It's not in the normal box with all our other things. It's because it's part of a like ongoing work thing, right? And so it came in the package. And so these people over, and I was like, oh, let me just stick that here. And then I realized we had cleaners coming over, and I was just like, crap, I have to move the sex toy under the bed, or they're gonna think that like I'm the kind of person that keeps sex toys under the bed away from Jamie. And I don't want people to think that. Because
wait,
like,
pause. That is fucking hysterical. That you think the cleaning person is gonna be like, oh my god, their relationship has absolutely no communication or honesty.
She's gonna judge us.
No, but it's in a box.
But not for having a sex toy. Not for having a sex toy.
No.
For being the type of couple.
Having a personal sex toy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just want to make it known. We're very open about our sex toys with each other. So potential cleaning lady, if you are listening to this,
and she
got
is.
It wrong. Okay.
She is listening. She's written in many times. She's written in being like, listen, I have questions for Shabba and Jamie. Can you have them as guests? That's actually why you're our most requested guest. It's just your cleaning lady being like, do they ever use toys together? Oh my God. And who does this belong to? Oh. Which one uses
the Z140? I don't know. It just sounded like aggressive letters and numbers put together.
the AK Pussy 7.
Oh, dear. Oh. It may interest you guys to know, this is a complete digression, but that's okay, just okay. What I do. Hello. Jamie used to work in a sex lab as part of his PhD.
Oh, no.
So he would basically recruit people.
You have a PhD?
Yes.
This shows that I know nothing about you. I'm sure all the listeners are like,
oh, no, it's fine. I got it a year ago and I was like, oh yeah, I'm a doctor now. Yay. And then I've not really.
You were becoming a famous YouTuber at the same time that you were getting a PhD.
We need to dial down. Let's get
rid of the word famous and yes, correct. Yeah.
It's a
bless you though.
I'm gonna honestly. I am so fucking stressed out right now, and I am accomplishing nowhere even near those levels of. I feel so shitty about myself right now.
Why?
Because I'm so stressed out.
Oh, no.
And he got a fucking PhD.
I'm
like, I can't manage my comedy shows and my podcast at the same time. And you're like, so much. Oh my god, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna lick the bacteria off the counter from the chicken breast and die.
Oh my gosh, Ashley.
Well, just to make you feel better about yourself, Shabba's gonna have one too.
No, why did you have to say that?
Wait, that's so exciting.
Shabba's about a week off being done with her.
I'm nearly done. They're very different fields, though. So.
Congratulations.
And you're taking this podcast call during your dissertation recitement? Like, what the actual, your argument or whatever? What the actual fuck?
Ashley, if it makes you feel any better, if either of us was to try stand-up comedy, we'd both simultaneously shit ourselves. Yeah. So, you know, like...
No, I think you'd be I think you'd be naturals actually.
Yeah,
but I do think if Ashley was in a PhD class, she would shit herself.
Yeah.
Ashley, this is where I tell you that I'm about to get my PhD in eating ass. We're all doctors here.
Oh my god. Well, that was very funny. Is there, I'm curious, like, sorry, I'm just now interested in this. How did you manage all of that? How? Did you take breaks? Were you putting content up every week?
Yeah. For the last year of my PhD, I was doing two videos a week on YouTube and doing my PhD But I have to admit, in certain areas, I did a PhD in psychology. It's nowhere near as intensive as other subjects. So really, when it's like I did a PhD, it was just a lot of writing that I did in the evenings.
It also overlapped, right?
And so I worked like on weekends.
PhD's on trans stuff. And yeah. This, about trans people lying.
This lines up very well with earlier when you were like, I'm British, I don't take compliments. You're like, it's a PhD, but it's like the easiest PhD.
It's just a little.
Oh my God. No. When it was busier and I was going into the lab testing, I was not doing as much online as did later.
Yeah. Jamie is friggin' amazing. And I just love the fact that part of his job was to go out and ask people if they'd want to watch porn in a private booth for money. It was brilliant.
We'd go to Pride events and literally be standing at a table and be like, hello, would you like to watch porn and get paid for it?
In the name of science.
In the name of science. That was science. That bit's very important to science.
Did you put did you put the scanner on their brain and see what was happening?
No, we measured their genitals.
Yeah.
Honestly, can we take Kate and stick them in the booth? Because Kate, I think, would really benefit from having both a brain scan and a genital scan. Just to see what's lighting up, what's in harmony. Can you just I'm sure you've talked about this online so much, but like, now I'm intrigued about.
Well, not really.
We actually haven't spoken about this stuff.
Oh, so well, this is like, what were you watching for on their genitals when they were watching porn?
Sexual arousal. So it was all very private, by the way. We didn't see anything. Although one person once did ask if we could help put on the measurement device. And it was like, no, you have to do that yourself. The door remains shut. We only talk through this intercom.
Jamie,
we can't come anywhere near.
Jamie, I'm a huge fan. I'm struggling. I'm struggling a little bit.
Oh my God. No.
How did it fit? Was it like a sticker that you just like stuck? Like, what was it?
There were two. There were two devices, and we just like left people in the private booth with instructions. So one was a penile gauge, and it's just a fancy rubber band that people put.
Yeah, imagine
around
like a rubber band on a piece of string,
and it measures erections.
Okay, but wait, what if they're a grower versus a shower? You know what I mean? Like, how did you?
So the rubber band will adjust to that.
I love how you're trying to act like you know anything.
Okay. Well, you listen. Okay. Now, okay. Everyone can fuck off. I used to work at MIT. on robotics.
I didn't mean
national
about
research
science.
Robotics projects.
I didn't
projects.
Mean about science. I meant about penises. I know you're a scientist, but you've never seen a penis.
But that is the angle that I'm coming at. That is how I'm coming at this. I actually have a quite scientific episode about penises, but because like there's a certain amount of growth, right? But like if your penis is already sort of a shower, it would be less growth. So like, okay. I imagine you have to normalize the data for that.
Yeah, it's still standardized. Yeah. So we measure change in size and then standardize those changes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or if there's no penis.
But it's actually very inaccurate. We could not tell the size of people's penises.
Just how much it changed when being aroused.
Mm. Interesting.
And then there's the probe for people.
Then there's a vaginal probe. It measures light and pulse in the vagina. Mm. And when the pulse increases,
no fucking
arousal.
Wait, light? It measures light?
It bounces light off, which means it can measure how much blood
is
being flowed.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
And so it measures the pulse down there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this sounds similar to the technology that Lioness was using.
It must
be. We had Anna on the pod. She was talking about this too.
This is a vibrator that measures orgasm, takes orgasm data.
Okay, cool.
Vaginas and anuses, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Holes. Right. That's a technical.
Holes. That is where we landed on that episode. was holes.
So you sexual orifices? Yeah.
There you go, Shava.
Someone's just shoving their vibrator in their mouth while they're coming.
Just up a nostril.
And what were you having them watch that you were like? What was the control?
Really shit porn. It sucked. It was literally just individual people having a wank.
It had to be like scientifically ranked porn.
So there were like three cis women and then three cis men, and it played in a random order. And then they got to watch some lovely nature in between the sexual videos.
Voiced by David Attenborough, which I think is terrible. His voice is very arousing.
It was voiced by David Attenborough. The fun fact is they used to use nature clips voiced by Sigourney Weaver, but apparently her voice was too arousing. So people wouldn't lose their erections quick enough when it was Sigourney Weaver, so they had to change it.
Look at the leopard in the steaming hot jungle.
And I'm assuming you didn't have any animal sex in the, because that would be, that goes back to my panda porn comment earlier.
Which is also something we need to talk about.
What did you do with, have you talked about this before?
Yeah, it's on a previous episode, but I'll just give you the short of it. There's such thing as, there's two types of panda porn. There's porn of pandas fucking that they show to pandas to get them to fuck.
In captivity.
In captivity.
Because they're endangered or whatever. Because
they're endangered. But turns out,
super cool.
Yeah, but turns out actually if you want them to fuck, the best thing you can do is just leave them alone. During the pandemic, they all started fucking again in the zoos because they just had some privacy. We act like I'm plant-based, and we act like animals are like so different than us, when in reality, they were just like, can you guys leave? I'm trying to fuck my wife. She gets nervous, okay?
So funny.
And I'm a grower, not a shower, and I don't want you watching any of this. I'm embarrassed. And then the other type of porn is Pornhub's conservation efforts, where they had people dress up as pandas and have sex, and they donated all of the proceeds from that money towards panda conservation. Aww. Someone sent that to me while I was live. I opened it thinking it was going to be panda porn, the first kind. Turns out it was human panda porn. It was not on camera, but I was immediately banned for life. R.I.P. R.I.P. Ash Gabs on TikTok.
Oh, dear.
That is so funny.
Yeah, I had a meltdown. I had a meltdown.
Yeah.
At the time, I only had 25,000 followers, which to me today feels so small because TikTok's my biggest platform. But like at the time, I was not anybody. And I had a meltdown. It knocked me out. I'm having so much fun right now. Wait,
I have to ask, Ashley, why did you think that actual pandas fucking would be better for a life?
Fair
bad.
Question.
That's a good question.
It's a great question.
I guess the pandas fucking a symbol of hope that we might save our dying planet.
I think the real issue is that I'm an extremely flawed person and I just love to have fun. And sometimes I get in trouble because I have too much fun.
This sounds like a bad Tinder profile.
Well, maybe a really good one. It depends.
True. Maybe
that's
a really good
for.
One.
Right. Sorry. So you're measuring, you're watching, having them watch porn. And what was the overall, like, what was the hypothesis? Because I'm a fucking scientist, too. Okay?
Okay.
Fuck off with your PhDs. I could have had one if I wanted one, but I could not have also been a comedian.
Oh, my God. Okay, what was the hypothesis? Are trans men more similar to cis men or cis women in their genital arousal?
Because here's a fact, right?
Okay, yeah, just see you can describe my research.
I
go on,
you
do
weren't
it.
Going to go explain on. That.
I love, honestly, Shaba, I'm like, I identify with you so hard. I can, when I'm in a relationship, I cannot not intervene and hype up my partner to
the, all the time.
Yeah,
he's so amazing. I think it's like the best research ever.
On a like, I always feel weird doing it though, because my partners tend to be like way more femme than I am, so I always feel like weirdly misogynistic, like speaking on behalf of them. So it's actually really nice to see it from this other perspective and know that, like, oh no, I'm just enthusiastic, I'm not an asshole.
No, you're like, go a cheerleader. That's great. Yeah. That's amazing. Okay. Well, fun fact.
I want to see if you do a good job. Do you know my research?
No, but it's a real thing. Mm-hmm. So no matter how you identify in terms of your sexuality, all women's genitals are basically bisexual. That's like a real clickbaity way to put it. But basically, regardless of whether you are attracted to women or men, if you watch porn of men or women, women will get aroused.
Cis women.
Cis women. Yeah. Right. Whereas cis men tend to only be aroused when watching the porn of the gender that they are attracted to sexually. Does that make sense?
This is really important research.
That's very interesting.
So there's a difference between cis men and cis women. And Jamie wanted to see where trans men fell. So whether they're more in line with.
Well, because it's been a big thing in the research that, like, oh, it's genital led. Like, there's a difference in genitals and there's a difference, like, there's a sex based difference, basically. And I was like, what if gender plays a role in this?
Yeah.
Because it's such an integral part. And actually, trans men were way more similar to cis men in their arousal.
Which is just further proof that trans people, like trans identity is innate. Like it's part of
And
your
genital arousal can be influenced by gender.
Yeah, how awesome is that?
That's incredible.
I'm very glad I found that. I was panicking that I wouldn't. I was like, oh my God.
No, of course.
I was very glad,
Because it's so connected to who you are as a person and, you know, your entire life story and your beliefs, you know, like, this is so,
it's exciting to hear about, like a sexual study of trans men. Cause I feel like there's just like not enough research about trans people in general, like especially in like sexual health or like medical health and stuff like that. I just, it's. I feel like I'm going on the internet so many times and being like, there's no answer. So now we have an answer from the doctor.
Yeah. Well, thank you for doing that research. Also, like, just for me, I have struggled with porn because I've watched a lot of straight porn because when I watch porn, it's hard. Well, the Jellyfill Girls are amazing and they're on an upcoming episode. And if you're looking for women loving women porn, they are a great ethical resource. But when I have unfortunately watched probably not ethical porn on Pornhub, I've watched a lot of straight porn because visually it's more interesting to me because I can see a lot more of what's going on. And I used to like crap on myself about that, like to be like, oh, like there's some sort of weird self-loathing homophobia thing going on here, when in reality probably a lot of it is just my brain.
Yeah, and loads of people watch porn that you wouldn't typically expect them to watch for their sexual orientation.
Like, you should never feel ashamed for, you know, whatever your body naturally does.
Thanks, Mom. I appreciate that. that's so cool. Okay.
Go watch porn, child. Go watch porn.
That's the kind of mom dad I'm gonna be. Get out of here,
like
kid.
The one from Mean Girls. When they're like having sex with bitches, like, oh, I just love you guys so much.
You want any snacks?
I guess I feel like, Shaba, I have to ask you what your research is. This has just turned into a conversation about your guys' PhDs and
sorry,
not gay sex.
It's so boring in comparison. Mine's insane. I don't work in a sex lab, babe.
That's fine. You don't have to be interesting.
Thanks!
Oh, you don't have to work in a sex lab to be interesting. Oh my God.
Nope. That's not what you said.
He said permission to be boring.
He loves me, really. I tell myself.
I'm not so sure.
I know. I know. You guys are like so sweet in your videos, and like it's very clear how much you love each other.
Yeah, you guys really love each other.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you guys didn't know, you're actually like in love with each other.
No, but I'm weirdly opinionated about couples. Like if I meet a couple and I don't like them together, I borderline, I'm like,
you don't say it.
I should probably say it. No, but obviously, like, but you guys seem very, very in love. And what is your boring ass piece of shit research?
Mine's in psychology and computer science. I'm just looking into social media.
Oh my God, wait, computer science? I majored in computer science. I was a software engineer for
Yay!
I actually wrote the curriculum. Cool. I don't know if you know it. I wrote the curriculum for Girls Who Code.
Amazing. I do know the program. That's so cool. There's like books being made on Girls Who Code and
Yeah.
That's super.
So what
sorry. Yeah. I'm looking into social media and its effect on behavior and mental health and well-being. So just the other side of what we do. Jamie looks into like the LGBT side and I look into the online side.
Yeah. That must be
it's actually
so
pretty cool. It's not too boring.
It does sound cool. It's really cool and it's so relevant, and something that I think about all the time is like, I think it's really bad for you and I feel weird that I am part of the problem.
So loads of people say that, right? There's a psychological concept called parasocial relationships. I'm sure you've heard of it. It's like super trendy to be able to say the term at the moment. But it's basically like one-sided relationships that we form with people who don't know us, right? So I don't mean to like shit on your listeners. I'm not shitting on your listeners, but everybody who listens to both of you will have a parasocial relationship with you, right?
Yes.
Like if you were to die, they would feel sad. I don't want you to die. All I'm saying is,
why'd you go there? But there's so many other things you could have mentioned.
If you were to get married, if you ended up being with Jen, people would rejoice, and that's amazing. Even though they don't,
they're already messaging. Right? I mean, they messaged me so many things about the breakup. They messaged me so many things about the last episode we released. But anyway,
But no, it's like I've just been looking for the past few years, like at the positives that we can get from that, and they are actually super useful. So that's great news.
What are they? Like what can I be doing to help people?
Sharing your story can do amazing things, and talking about things that are quite vulnerable. So about like non-concealable stigmatized identities. So issues with mental health, for example, or being LGBT, even like just one-off encounters with a video or with someone talking about that actually reduces prejudice, explicit prejudice. Wow. So it's doing good in the world. It's not just for entertainment purposes, which I think is freaking amazing. And it does really cool things for people with low self-esteem in particular. It can help fulfill emotional needs. So good things.
It can help fulfill emotional needs.
Yeah. So like making happy people feel like capitalizing on their happiness, or if you're feeling sad and you want to get out of that sadness, people actually go or feel that like our parasocial relationships, so you guys would be able to do that better than their neighbors or their colleagues, maybe not as much as like mums and sisters, but it's just a really great extra resource that people have, especially if they feel like they can't get that companionship. Think of Donald Trump, right? If Donald Trump had like a child who was
I
LGBT.
Have five beautiful children. I would love to fuck my daughter. She's beautiful.
Oh. Where is that whistle? But that would be like really hard for someone who doesn't have their viewpoints, right? So to be able to find that support in a parasocial relationship would be invaluable. And maybe not Donald Trump's family, but you know, think of like a little kid in Bible Belt America, or you know, where I come from, Mauritius, where prides are still being canceled every single freaking year because they're too dangerous.
I mean, I think like you guys probably get this message too. Like your podcast helped me come out of the closet. And when I get that message, I find it to be, gosh, it's so crazy that I opened with what I opened with and now we're here. I think I really needed to talk about this. So thank you guys for being my PhD level therapist. But I'm always, I find that so overwhelming. And also I'm like, no, I didn't. Like, you would have come out anyway. I'm glad that I
that's
my cat laying on
the cat.
He is so you can't see him, but his feet are poking out one side of the computer and the laptop. I'm wondering if we can get his foot into frame, or maybe his tail.
I don't want to disturb him. He's so sweetly passed out.
Kate's literally rolling his feet around in their hand. He's so cute. He's just the best cat in the world. But yeah, I find it hard to absorb that information, and I find it a little bit hard to believe, because I'm like, you would have come out anyway. You know, like maybe this made it easier for you, but maybe I should just accept that.
But isn't that a great thing? Even if making you are just making it easier, like, isn't that just a really fucking
like,
amazing thing to
people do? People realizing sooner. So like, it was a documentary that I watched that made me realize I was trans. But if I hadn't seen it, I would have realized at some point, but that helped me realize sooner in a way that like, I felt I could connect with somebody and not feel alone with
how,
it.
You know? How old were you when you saw the documentary?
16.
Yeah. Which is I'm crying.
Young, I guess.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I didn't expect to get emotional during this.
Aww.
Don't Yay, read before your survived. Eyes.
This is how, amazing. This is how I cried at the dinner with Jen. Just watery.
Cinematic. One tear.
One tear. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing all of that. And you know, I'm going to be honest. I'm not familiar. I'm not one of your subscribers, but I am grateful.
How dare you? No, I'm
I'm like one of the few on the planet that's not, but Kate is.
Yeah.
And thank you for making the work that you make to help people. And, you know, like, obviously, you know what it does, but
you're like going to break us with all of these compliments. So but thank you.
But it's also cool that you like know that your contribution matters. And it's cool that you've told me that my contribution matters, because maybe
scientifically.
No, honestly, yeah.
You have to listen to us now.
I have such problems like. Without data, I can't like feel good about anything. If I'm not like selling more tickets than I did last week, if I'm not getting more laughs, and I keep data on my laughs, just by the way, in my stand-up. Wow. Yeah. I have a journal basically where I write down the length of time of my jokes, how many laughs I get, and then how much each, I have a laugh score, which goes from 1 to 5, 5 being like an applause break, 4 being like a huge laugh, 3 being like a solid laugh, 2 being like a chuckle, 1 being like next to nothing. Most jokes that if they're a 1 or a 2, they just get cut, so it's really more like a 3. But there are jokes where I feel like the chuckles stay in because they're part of like a setup, or they're a critical word that I like need to have in there. Yeah. To set something up later.
Transition or something. Play.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there is something to be like laughs per minute. Like the more laughs per minute you have, the more likely the big laugh at the end is going to get an even bigger laugh because they've been kind of laughing the whole time.
That is so amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And now it's getting to the point where it's sort of confusing, where I'm making people laugh so hard they stop making noise. So I'm not kidding.
Oh, no.
They're like squealing, or they're in pain, or they're like, you know, like
it's just the breathy ones where just air is coming
out. Yeah. Yeah. And so it's like fucking with my, I'm so good that my data. I'm kidding. But science is a huge part of my life. And
You're like the guy in the sex booth being like, yeah, my dick's just too big for the measuring thing. My dick's just too big to be measured.
I can't fit the rubber band around my giant cock, my horse cock. Well, you guys,
the real funny thing is they do say that. They're like, oh, I want the large. And you're like, nah, mate, small will be just fine.
I actually don't even need to see your penis. You're taking
just
the small. He's like, my hands are not small. Stop looking at my teeny hands. We're going to have a revolt. Well, you've been here over an hour and we haven't gotten to Kate. Do you have time to listen to Kate's story?
Yeah, I would love to.
You guys are wonderful people. You're just very sweet, kind people. And I love you. And if we were at a Mexican restaurant, I would be crying.
Would you cry into a burrito for us?
I would.
That is high praise.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Kate, did you have gay sex this week?
All right, my gay sex this week is finger blast from the past.
You all right?
Yeah, it's a straight encounter, so I just went back there really quickly.
I don't know if you can see that she was dead in her eyes. She was like, I have a finger blast from the past.
So this was a long time ago. This is an embarrassing one. How come I'm always telling embarrassing stories?
I think it's part of your character.
To be embarrassing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I I hooked up with.
That was brilliant.
I think that was the best laugh.
The nervousest laugh ever. Okay. So the finger blast from the past. I was in college and I didn't want to leave home. I didn't want to leave home.
You will
I
bitch.
Had been, well, yeah, I'm I was sorry. Being a little bitch. I was being a little bitch. I was lucky to be going to like a great institution. And I was like, no, I want to stay home with mommy and daddy. Anyway.
You wanted to stay home?
I was afraid to leave. I had also been very unwell, like ill. So I was like fragile, you know?
Yeah.
I was like fragile, tender. And then I had to go away to college and I was like trying to figure out how to feel not lonely in this like new environment. And this was back when I was still going to church, so I would go to church on the weekends in town and just cry the whole time. I don't think I was actually experiencing any of the like togetherness with other people. I wasn't listening to what the priest was fucking saying. I was just like, I need a big room to cry. The organ will drown out the sounds.
The acoustics are better.
Yeah. I'm like harmonizing with the the chorus, but I'm just wailing.
Oh,
I don't know. I ended up being fine, but at this particular moment in life, I was low. And I would just notice like most of the people in the church were like from the town or maybe from some of the other schools in the area. But I would see classmates of mine that were there. So I was like, always thought that was interesting. Like, oh, which one of my classmates like still go to church? Cause you know, college, I feel like is a time where you're like reevaluating.
Oh, you're in college.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
This was like the beginning of college.
Got it.
So I would go to church to feel not alone.
Okay.
But it was kind of just a lonely experience anyway.
Got it. Okay.
So I just like noticed there was other people from my school that went to church and I was just like, okay, interesting. And one night I hooked up with this dude. I like brought him back to my room and okay, multiple boys have tried to do this to me and I hate it. So don't do this to people. Don't trick them into kissing you. I hate the trick.
What?
Oh, it's horrible.
It's horrible.
And they romanticize it in movies, right?
Yes.
It's
like,
yeah.
He goes,
no, okay.
I don't know why I like,
how does this happen?
Okay, well, some of them are like genuinely like unwanted. Like I was talking to someone one time and he was like, come here, I need to tell you something. So like I lean in to like listen and then he like tries to kiss
people
me.
People do
like,
that?
Yeah, it's like, it's not nice. So that was like a fully like unwanted scenario. That's like
men,
a bad example.
Jamie, I'm sorry. Men are horrible.
Not curious.
They're horrible.
One time I turned away from an incoming kiss and instead of stopping, the guy just put his tongue in my ear.
Ew. That's wild. Oh. I would just like to report that when Jen rejected my kiss,
you did not put your tongue into her ear.
I hung my head in shame and apologized. like a real man. Okay? That's what a real man does.
Yes.
She hangs her head in shame.
Yes. Okay. So this guy did not need to trick. I brought him back to my place. Obviously, I'm going to make out with him. You don't need to trick me. I lived with a bunch of like geology majors. So there was a bunch of like topographical maps on the wall. So he points and he just goes, whose map is this? And I like look at the map and then he like leans in and kissed me. And I was just like, okay, you didn't need to do that. I was like so ready to make out with you.
What is the psychology?
I don't know.
Guys, what is the psychology behind this? Because it's like,
I hate this move. I hate
it. Do they really think that like,
some people think it's cute? Because like, this is just something that happens. When I was like 12 or something, a boy did this to me where I was friends with him and he went to like kiss me on the cheek and he kept asking. I was like, fine, there. And then like he kissed me in the wrong place.
Yeah
I was like, what are you doing?
Bad behavior.
Also, they're
boys.
Really missing a trick. Like, you, there is nothing more erotic, right, than someone being like, I'm gonna kiss you now.
Yes.
And that feeling of anticipation.
Yes.
Why would you rob someone of,
right,
that?
It's one of the best parts of the kiss.
Even asking,
it makes no sense.
We have such a stigma against like asking people, like you hear this on The Bachelor like all the time, the girls being like, just kiss me, like don't ask me. It's like actually asking someone can be super
hot.
That's how
my first kiss was.
Yeah.
He asked and I thought that was extremely sweet.
Yeah. And it can be even
sexy.
Even if you're nervous asking, even that is hugely flattering.
Right.
Because like it shows the person that you are like really into them.
Yeah.
Like very into them.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm like shouting. I'm like I think it's so stupid that we have this weird thing against
you're
it.
Like, let me go to the church. I'll do a sermon on how to ask to kiss.
Listen, you little pussies crying in the corner.
But yeah, so he tricked me into kissing, which he didn't need to do. And then I think that...
Sorry.
No, I appreciate that.
That was good.
I appreciate that.
I want to put that on the soundboard, honestly. I'm going to get that from the audio, put it in the soundboard.
And I had not planned on hooking up with anyone that night, so I was not wearing any underwear.
Okay.
You know, that's kind of like a weird laundry day behavior.
I only put on underwear when I know someone's gonna see it.
What's the point otherwise?
It's just like
I
weird.
Understand
it's,
laundry day. I,
it
I've
can be
been
read.
In that
it can be read in a very specific way, which is like, you know,
oh, that
he,
you're
like,
not wearing underwear.
Like he reached down my leggings and discovered I had no underwear, and I think he's thinking, we're gonna fuck. This bitch has no panties. Like,
yeah, I actually, I'm not gonna say who.
Oh no.
But I was hooking up with a girl who just didn't wear underwear.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is definitely almost certainly a red flag, but but also so hot.
You loved it. You loved it. So that must have been what he was thinking. He was like, red flag, but very hot. And I was like, no, actually, I just don't have quarters to do laundry. Like, and I wasn't planning on this.
Right.
And it was a Saturday night. And so we like hooked up and we didn't really like do anything. We were just kind of like making out. And then there was this quiet moment where we were like, well, I guess tomorrow's Sunday. And we just had this moment where we realized that we were going to be going to church in the morning together.
And all of a sudden, you're a 70-year-old couple and you've been married for 50 years over one night.
And so we went to church, and then on the way back, we just like parted ways, and we both went to the cafeteria and just like sat in different places. We're just like, it was just so weird because that was like the most awkward thing we could have done.
Yeah.
Either of us could have just been like, you know what, I'm actually going to like sleep in, or like, I'm not going tomorrow.
Or go to church together.
But we did go to church. We went to church together and then afterwards just like went in opposite
But why?
Directions.
Why?
I don't know, because it felt awkward.
Like the ultimate walk of shame.
Right?
And did it in front of God.
Right?
Yes.
Or you did the walk of shame to God.
That's like, yeah, so funny.
I took my underwearless ass into God's house.
You were like, don't worry, God, I didn't get pounded last night. I'm just out of quarters. That is so funny. Walk of shame. I wish I knew more about church so that I could make more God references.
You know, there was, of course, the awkward, like, peace be with you moment where we're just like, peace be with you.
Is that when you, like, shake your neighbor's hands or whatever?
Yeah. It's just like your hand was on my naked ass only moments ago.
Oh, that's so funny. That's I think that's a great finger blast. Okay, you seem like maybe down.
No, I don't know.
All right. Wow, what a weirdly emotional episode. Okay, Jamie, not to shit on you, but Shaba, you could be a stand-up comedian.
No,
I agree.
You're some of the stuff that you say off the cuff is like so punchliney. Like I don't know if you agree.
I agree.
Yeah. I think you want to try it.
No, I really mean it when I say I would shit myself.
But maybe that could be part of your act. Just roll with it.
I'm planning on it.
It's like shitting with Shaba.
That's the wrong kind of brown representation.
Boom! Oh my fucking... That's what I'm talking about!
Oh, but thank you, honestly, you guys have been so kind. You're amazing people. I needed to laugh like this. This week
oh this
so
was
shit.
So fun.
Thank you.
Good. You guys are would you guys come back?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna shoot my shot. Would you collab with me on a YouTube thing?
Yeah. Oh my god, that'd be so fun.
Okay.
That sounds
okay.
Amazing.
I'll
just grow your 25k, which is also super respectable.
No. No more, no less. Super.
And a bachelor's degree.
Oh.
My heart.
Do you have a master's?
For sure.
No, I don't have a master's.
Master's overrated. It's fine.
I feel like I needed to have this conversation because I do feel better now.
Good.
Like before I was like physically exhausted and now I feel a little bit better. Yeah. But also what you listening to you guys makes me want to kick it into high gear. And I'm like debating between like, nah, you feel better. You're rejuvenated. Go at the pace you were going because you guys like have inspired me. Like if they can do it, getting their PhDs, like you can do it, you little bitch.
In exactly that tone. Yeah.
I think the piece that's different is the physical, going out every night and performing. Anyway, you guys are amazing. I said butt plugs earlier, but it's a different type of butt plug now. I feel like you guys did your butt plugs. Is there any?
We butt plugged.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Go follow them. Go subscribe. Go consume their content. Particularly if this resonated with you in a way that we're not covering, you can go and psychologically proven get some emotional needs met.
No gay thought this week. Please just come and support me at a live show. Once again, Indiana on the 12th, Chicago on the 14th, Philly on the 20th, and New York City every Sunday. AshleyGavin.com, Patreon.com/WHGS. Thanks, guys.